This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by bearing witness that none has the right to be worshipped or unconditionally obeyed except for Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger. We ask Allah to send His peace and blessings upon Him, the prophets and messengers that came before Him, His family and companions that served alongside Him, and those that follow in His blessed path until the Day of Judgment, and we ask Allah to make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to give you a scene in Al-Madinah that probably doesn't make sense at the onset of it. If you were to think about those who are reckless with their tongues, the person that would probably be furthest from it, or the people that would probably be furthest from it, are the Sahaba, the companions that we speak about on such a frequent basis. But in this particular narration, Zayd ibn Aslam, he narrates from his father that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu once entered upon Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa huwa yajbidhu lisanahu, and he was grabbing his tongue. I want you to imagine the scene of seeing Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of all people, crying and grabbing his tongue. Can you think of anything that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did wrong with this blessed tongue that was first to testify to the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the men, that stood up with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spoke what was pleasing to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam intuitively and through divine facilitation? But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu enters upon him and he sees him in regret, holding on to his tongue, and he says to him, "Qif, ghafar Allahu lak." Stop, may Allah forgive you. Why? Why are you of all people, O Abu Bakr, grabbing your tongue? And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds and he says, "Inna hadha awradani al-mawarid." This piece of flesh has taken me to dangerous places. This tongue of mine has put me in severe trouble. It has taken me to dangerous places. Subhanallah, of all people, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu holding himself to that standard, holding himself to account in such a way that no one else around him has a claim against Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu if he backbited or gossiped or slandered, or if he said something that was foul or displeasing to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was a man whose tongue was full of sidq, of truthfulness, whose actions were full of sidq. But he's holding his tongue and he's saying, "In hadha awradani al-mawarid." This tongue of mine has taken me to dangerous places. On the other hand, the quality of the hypocrites that is mentioned both in the Quran and the Sunnah, وَإِن تَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ, they love the way that they sound. They talk a lot and people listen to them. And so they comment about everything. الثرثارون, المتشدقون, المتفيهقون. The Prophet ﷺ used different terms for them. That they love to weigh in on everything and they weigh in a way that sounds intelligent, but at the end of the day, the Prophet ﷺ describes them as a hated people. أَبْغَضَكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَأَبْعَدَكُمْ مِنِّي يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, the most hated of you to me and the furthest from me on the Day of Judgment. You talk too much. And you love the way that you sound, you love to hear yourself weighing in on certain things, but you talk too much. And in one narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna Allaha yubghidu al-baligha min ar-rijal," that Allah hates the eloquent person from the men. Now obviously, balagha is a good thing, eloquence is a good thing, if it's used for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this situation, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Alladhi yatakhallalu bilisanihi kama tatakhallalu al-baqara," the one whose tongue moves around the way that the tongue of a cow moves around. And the way the scholars explain that is that when you watch the way that a cow eats its fodder, it wraps its tongue around it. It's a nasty sight. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying, this is the This is the way that you should look at people whose tongues are so loose and long and comment on everything and their tongues spin around. And usually, a person who's eloquent, a person who's poetic, a person who sounds intelligent, even when he has no idea what he's talking about, weighs in on things that he has no business weighing in on and speaks too much and ends up, as the scholars say in the explanation of this hadith in Abu Dawood, ends up in a place of istihza, in a place of mocking people, making fun of people, in a place of consuming the awrat, the honor, the dignity of their brothers and sisters. And so there's a fear of the poets at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the poets were the most honored of society, and now you have a religion that tells you, watch your tongue, watch how much you use this tongue. And so compare and contrast. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu grabbing his tongue, the other person the Prophet mentioning having a tongue that slaps around the way that the tongue of a cow slaps around. Now fast forward to the Day of Judgment. Every single part of you that was used for Allah is nur, is light on the Day of Judgment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve and beautify that part of you. The eyes that shed tears for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be touched by the fire. Those eyes will be beautiful and bold on the Day of Judgment. On a day when people's eyes will be to the ground and afraid, those eyes will be beaming with joy. The places on your body of wudu will be shining on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet ﷺ said, he will know you by the signs, the marks of your wudu. And people don't do wudu unless they're praying. So people of salah, people of prayer, all those places of wudu coming forth, shining on the Day of Judgment. The wounds of the shuhada, the wounds of the martyrs will be light, musk, on the Day of Judgment. Imagine looking at Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu with his wounds on the Day of Judgment shining. Imagine looking at the likes of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Khalid radiallahu anhu, these people who lived their lives striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the brightness coming from their bodies, the brightness coming from all over them. May Allah azza wa jalla make that our situation as well. Allahumma ameen. Light shining from people, every part of your body that was used for Allah, your feet that you walk to the masjid with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it nur on the Day of Judgment. It is light upon light upon light. And one of the du'as of the Prophet ﷺ when he's coming to the masjid is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places ala lisani nura, make my tongue light. Now what I'm about to say here is not something that I'm making up from my own. The fewest parts on the Day of Judgment that will be full of light are the tongues. Meaning, we're all kind of a mixed bag, aren't we? And sometimes that discrepancy is very, very dangerous. Because you have people that maybe have the light of wudu, they maybe have the light on their eyes, but their tongues are darkness on the Day of Judgment. Darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Now some people will be blessed to have light on their tongues as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. Can you imagine the light from the mouth of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu on the Day of Judgment, that man that was grabbing his tongue, saying, إِنَّ هَذَا أَوْرَدَنِي الْمَوَارِدِ. This took me to dangerous places. Imagine seeing Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first in line from this ummah behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he opens his mouth and the light that comes out of that man's mouth radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because what was he using that tongue for, except for praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and defending the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Light upon light upon light. Then you have other scenes. And dear brothers and sisters, I want you to put yourself in that scene for a moment. As you're looking around on the Day of Judgment and you're seeing the different people, you'll have the likes of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu with light shining from his mouth. And then you look and you see another person that's walking, and they don't just have no light from their tongue, their tongues are made of fire. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kana lahu wajhan fi dunya kana lahu yawm al-qiyamati lisanani min nar." That people of two faces in this dunya will walk around on the Day of Judgment with two tongues of fire. What a scene. A'udhu billah. May Allah not make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. You've got Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu with the light shining from his mouth. Umar, Uthman, Ali, all of these people radiallahu anhum, the light shining from their mouths. You have people of dhikr that were unknown amongst the crowd. Their light is shining from their mouth, and then you have people walking around with fire coming out of their mouth. May Allah protect us. Maybe they have light on other parts of their body, but that's the most common of the places of darkness on the Day of Judgment, and there's proof for that. And then you arrive at the book to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to meet Allah with your deeds. And Sa'id ibn al-Jubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person will be brought forth before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's expecting to see all of these hasanat in his book, all of these good deeds in his book, and when his book is given to him, he sees none of his good deeds. فَيَقُولُ يَا رَبْ هَذَا كِتَابُ غَيْرِي. My Lord, this is somebody else's book. This isn't my book. I can swear I used to go to the masjid for Jum'ah. I can swear I used to observe Laylatul Qadr. I remember 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. I remember this. I remember doing this. Where's my salah? Where's it all at? هَذَا كِتَابُ غَيْرِي. Ya Allah, I gave sadaqah. Where's the charity at, Ya Allah? This must be a mistake. But it's not. And it said to him, your Lord does not forget. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّ. All the backbiting, all the nastiness, it destroyed everything that was in your book. It wiped it out. It's not there anymore. On the other hand, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says that a person shows up afraid. I don't know what I'm going to see in my book. I don't know if those good deeds made it through. وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِسَيِّئَاتٍ أَمْثَالِ الْجِبَالِ فَيَجِدُ لِسَانَهُ قَدْ هَدَمَهَا مِنْ كَثْرَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He says, rahimahullah ta'ala, that he shows up on the Day of Judgment with sins the size of mountains, and he finds that the dhikr of Allah that used to come from his mouth wiped it all out. It destroyed those mountains of sins from his book. The goodness from his mouth. He had personal sins. He had things that he was struggling with. He was afraid. But he never used to use this tongue in a way that was displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't used to talk about other people. He used to worry about himself. And he used to do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he shows up on the Day of Judgment. And he says, what book is this? Pleasantly surprised. Oh my servant, all of the goodness that you used your tongue for wiped out all of those sins that you were worried about. And what is istighfar? Seeking forgiveness. Where the Prophet ﷺ says that Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask a person about their sins. Did you seek forgiveness for those sins? After they feel like they're doomed. And those sins start to turn into good deeds to the point that the person says, Ya Rab, the angel forgot to write down some of those sins. Because he rerouted with his tongue. He recalibrated with his tongue. And when they go to the mizan, when they go to the scale, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us when we go to the scale, the person who held back his tongue, collecting good deeds from other people, and never giving up any of his own, let people backbite, let people say, let people do, never gave up any of his own. And as Al-Muzani rahimahullah said, he would wish that he never, ever responded to anything, and that no one ever, or that everybody in the world backbited him. Why? Because I didn't give up any of mine, you gave up all of yours. On the other hand, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنَ الْمُفْلِسِ قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. You know who the bankrupt person is. That person who has their salah, their siyam, their zakat, all of those things, and all of it is gone because of mostly the actions of the tongue. سَبَّ هَذَا وَشَتَمَ هَذَا وَاخْتَابَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. Other than the hitting part, all of that is with your tongue. The backbiting, the slander, the violent speech or abusive speech that you use towards others, the mockery, that's all with the tongue. The only thing that's missing is a physical hit. But all of that is a tongue, meaning the reason why most people end up bankrupt on that day is because of their tongue. And when a person now crosses as-sirat, crosses over the bridge, and ends up in one of the two destinations, may Allah Azza wa Jal make us from the people of al-Jannah and not from the people of al-Nar. Allahumma ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, there is nothing, nothing that causes more people to fall face first into hellfire more so than hasa'id al-lisan, than the things that they stored in their tongues. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith, a person yatakallamu bil kalima la yulqi laha bala. Person says a word, they don't think too much about it, and it lands them into hellfire أَبْعَدُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Think about the distance between the heavens and the earth. Think 30,000 feet even. Lands them into hellfire a deeper distance. You literally drop because of a word that you say recklessly, not thinking about it. And at the same time, you might say something that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't think too much about it, but you had the inspiration to say the right thing at the right time, and it lands you in the highest ranks of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. And when most people come out of hellfire and enter into al-jannah, may Allah enter us all into jannah without any adab or any hisab, without any punishment, any questioning. When most people are brought out of the hellfire and put into paradise and they have to be purified of something, more people will have to go into the purification of their tongues than any other part of their body or anything else that they have. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to end with one thing here, and it's the most important point as we come into the blessed 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, especially where dhikr is the most beloved of deeds in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. I want you to leave with one message. Let your tongue take you to Jannah, don't let it take you to Jahannam. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that more people will go to hellfire face first because of what they have stored in their tongues. حَصَائِدَ lisan. Think about your tongue as a plane, and you're planting the seeds of hellfire in your tongue. But you know what else he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? That when he met Ibrahim alayhi salam on the night of Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj, and Ibrahim alayhi salam described to him al-Jannah, Ibrahim sent salam to this ummah, and he said, tell them that Jannah is plains. It's a bunch of plains. And that the harvest of those plains, the seeds of those plains, are subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You have the plains of al-Jannah, where you plant the seeds of dhikr, where palaces and trees await. And you have the plains of your tongue, the harvest of your tongue, where the seeds of hellfire are planted, and there's nothing but regret on the Day of Judgment. And the connection between the sanctity of the honor of people and the glorifying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the two main themes of these 10 days, the sanctity of your brother or sister being greater than the sanctity of the Kaaba itself as it's in full focal view, and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name and how you use your tongue. قال سيدنا عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه عليكم بذكر الله فإنه شفاء وإياكم وذكر الناس فإنه داء. Keep yourself busy with the remembrance of Allah because that is a cure. Avoid the remembrance of people because that is disease. Don't talk about people, talk about Allah. The more you're using your tongue for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the less you will use it for the dhikr of other people and that which is negative and that which could cause you destruction and doom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those whose tongues are light on the Day of Judgment and whose tongues become a means by which they enter into the highest ranks of paradise alongside as-siddiq and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam above him and his family and companions and the greatest ones that came before us. And may Allah azza wa jalla protect us from using these tongues in ways that would cause us to fall in the pits of the fire. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu ghafur rahim. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Dear brothers and sisters, just a quick reminder that Dhul Hijjah will start inshaAllah ta'ala this Sunday or Monday, and every single day bi'idhnillah, busy yourself with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah ta'ala, every day we'll have a contemplation, a reflection on one of the athkar that we are to use. We ask Allah to make us people of dhikr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our shortcomings. Allahumma fir al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat wal-muslimin wal-muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu da'wat. Allahumma khfir lana warhamna wa'afu anna wa la tu'adibna. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا رب ارحمهما كما ربونا صغارا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكاذبين ودمر أعداء الدين. اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرجنا وإخواننا من بينهم سالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمة يزد لكم. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.